This episode is dedicated to those of you guys who are out there putting in the work, sticking your neck out, and fighting the good fight when everybody else is taking a break or just starting to gear up for spring. They enjoyed their holidays, they kicked back, they relaxed. You know, I see a lot of people going on vacation personally, just from the commercial clients that I'm interacting with, people in my own life, a lot of people going on vacation and a lot of people leaving. And to those of you who stay, to those of you who are working on something and you're working towards something and you know what that is, and that dream, that vision is worth it for you, this one is for you. Today I'm going to be talking about the three things to remember on this journey when you begin to lose hope. And I'll probably title it something a little bit fancier, a little bit more eye candy or something like that, something to get you to take a listen, because I think this is really important. This is something that I have really been learning and walking and breathing in the past couple of weeks. We're acquiring another company. It's a very cash intensive endeavor, and I don't know how well the clients are going to stick, but we're going to get rid of all the equipment. And so, you know, it'll cost me a few thousand at the end of the day, but I'm just going to be out of a lot of cash. And I hate that feeling of feeling like there's not a lot of cash, because I feel poor. And here are three things that I've kind of been thinking on, mulling over, chewing on as we progress in the season. And it happens every season. March is brutal. April is brutal. It is until the 11th hour when the mowing really picks up that people will actually call you back and say, hey, yeah, I'll take a look at your proposal that you sent over. And you're like, yeah, you and 40 other people, but you get while the getting is good. So it's hard. And for right now, it's discouraging. And a lot of times, a lot of it will come through at the last minute. But I want to leave you guys with these three things. As you execute, as you take action, hopefully I've left you guys with enough things to be doing right now. And I know a lot of guys are like, well, tell me about this intricate, super specific, granular detail about... It's really not super relevant. I will definitely discuss those things in the future when it comes to the exact day-to-day way that we do things, but I'm figuring things out too as we go. But I am making sure that the big picture is getting filled in. The sales are being made, the calls are being made, the training is being done, the deadlines are being hit, those sorts of things. And so here's the three things I want you guys to remember as you are executing, and it's freaking lonely, and you're not going on vacation, and the bank account is getting used up because you're investing in yourself and your future and what you have coming up and the things that you're trying to build. Number one, okay, this is what separates you from everyone else. The fact that you probably, the majority of people probably tuned out of this episode by now. They probably turned it off, okay? This is not an episode that I'm trying to make you stick around the whole time for. I really don't care right now. I want to share something with those of you who are actually out there, the couple of guys listening who will specifically relate with this and say, I am freaking stressed because we are working on a lot of very hard things and we're growing a lot. And, you know, maybe some clients aren't as receptive or you're unsure of some things, whatever that might look like. This one is for you. The first thing that I want to say is this is what separates you from everyone else. The work that you're doing now, and by the way, for those of you who aren't doing the work, who are saying, yep, I'm just, you know, I'm looking at, hey, what equipment should we get? And, you know, I've called a couple of people and we're starting to get in touch with our clients. No. Okay, that's not how this game is played. There is someone out there, and that is me. That is another listener out there who is taking your lunch, who is out there and who has already contacted all their clients, who is sending out estimates to them, who's building up follow-up processes, who's getting their marketing campaigns ready for spring, who is gearing up, who is staying lean, who is not being stupid with their money, and is preserving cash. And that person will win. That person will beat you. Now, if your goal is just to be chilling and you don't really care to really, really take a huge market share, you're just looking for your core 100 clients that pay you really well and you're on your dandy way, awesome. It won't make sense to you. But for those of you who are really trying to build something special for yourself, whether that is a lawn care landscaping business or that's anything in life, know that the hard times are not only what separate you from the competition, but separate you from other people. Okay, most people are going to give up. Most people are going to take it easy. Most people are going to chill out. Most people are going to give in to the fact that they are freaking tired and they just want to sit back with a cold beer and enjoy their evening. Most people want to at 7 o'clock, turn on the TV, turn on YouTube, start scrolling social media, and chill out and rest so that they can saunter their way through the next day. That is not what you're here for, okay? And this is what separates you from them. Do you want their bank account? Do you want the car they drive? Do you want the life they live? If so, continue on doing the things that they are doing. But for those of you who are being exceptional, and I know that you're out there and I know that you're listening, keep going. This is what separates you from who you are now. This is what separates you from the people who you look at who are 10, 20 years down the road from you and you're like, frick, bro, I don't want to be that guy. I sure as heck do not want to live their life. I do not want to be on a mower all day, every day. They make great money, but they work themselves on the ground and they're stressed. And it's not the life that I want to live. I will work without a clock now. I will take the stress now, disproportionately now, so that I can enjoy my life in the future. And even if I continue to have to bear this stress, I will become stronger and I will become a better person and the stress will become easier. And so that is the first thing. Okay, this is what separates you from everyone else. The second thing I want to say is this is very temporary. Okay, the difficulties that you're walking through now, the hard things, the stupid phone calls, all of these things, they are temporary. They're extremely temporary. And if you can endure and separate yourself from the pack by not going over and grabbing the candy bar, by not grabbing the fast food, by not grabbing the soft drink or the drugs or pornography or whatever it might be for you, whatever you're using as a way to escape that is not moving you in the direction of the person that you actually want to be. I know this sounds so like high level and you're like, oh, this is so stupid. Okay. Like when you get down to the level of, you know what to do and now you are doing it. And let me tell you, the doing is much harder and the keeping at it is much harder. And so while you're on this, just know it is very temporary. It is very temporary. Continue onwards. The last thing, the third and last thing I want to say is every person that you seek to emulate has done this before and felt the same way. Okay, I just, it's funny because we look at people who are further along and we think, man, there's no way they ever felt like this. There's no way that this is what their experience was like, because if they had, man, they would have quit a long time ago, just like I'm thinking of quitting, right? But that's wrong. The people who you seek to emulate, maybe they have a really good physique, really good body, really nice, you know, they're really fit and in shape. I guarantee you that they had that moment. They're like, dude, I want that freaking Krispy Kreme donut. I do not want to go to the gym today. I bet you they had that same temptation, but it's what they did with it. They said, you know what? Nah, I'm not doing that today. I'm going to take action. I'm going to work. I'm going to pursue the thing that I set out to do. I'm going to be a person of my word and a person of character who does what they set out to do. And what they say that they're going to do, they do. They also learn. I also want to say, learn from their mistakes too, okay? Because the people who have what you have, you desire, but started from where you started, they probably have the same emotions, the thought process as you. Different personalities, different people, different times, different circumstances for sure. But learn from their mistakes. If they say, I was foolish by taking clients that had too much drive time, heed the wisdom. Take a second and say, why is that they're saying what they're saying? Maybe I don't even understand enough yet to understand what they're talking about. Sometimes that's what it is. You think you know everything, but really, the fact that you know just enough to get you by is keeping you blinded to the wisdom that others have and can share with you. So those are my three things. The first thing is, know that this is what separates you from everyone else. The second is, know this is temporary. And third, be encouraged by the fact that every person who has what you want and started from where you are or where you started from had probably the same emotions and probably made the same or similar mistakes. So be encouraged by that, to know that this is all part of the process, part of the journey. And by the way, I record these things for myself too, just to say them, just to reiterate them, just to remind myself of these things. So for those of you guys who are out there, who are putting in the work, who are working hard, who are fighting for it, and even for those who you don't even know what to do yet, I'm going to tell you right now, there is a buttload of episodes. I've spent countless hours creating these podcasts for you guys to give you the granular super specific information. If you have a notepad and if you have ears, you can go back through and listen to all the things that will give you the basics. They're not always super in order, but if you listen to everything and you wrote down the notes that are gonna be applicable to the questions that you have now, it is no longer a game of what you know. It is a game of whether or not you will take action on the things you know. And if you take action and when you take action, do you actually do that well? Do you actually put in the work? Or do you just pretend to from 9 to 5 every day, put in the work and then lounge around? But really, while you're quote-unquote working, you're doing the easy tasks instead of the ones that are necessary. You're looking at new mowers instead of making the sales, making those cold calls, prospecting, putting together bids, right? So for those of you guys who are out there working hard and you know what you have to do, keep it up and be encouraged knowing that me, and I am by no means some ultra successful person. You know, we did $280,000 last year, close to $300,000 last year. Not that crazy, right? It's not a super duper crazy business. This year, we're going to crack over $1 million. It's pretty substantial growth. I'm a human being, and this is me in the middle of our journey going through that, saying it is freaking hard, bro. It is freaking so scary, dude. So scary, so sketchy. And it messes with my emotions in my head. But I know that this is what separates me from everyone else. This is temporary. And the people who have what I desire went through these same things. And if they didn't go through these things, but they still have those things, how much more will I have? How much better of a person will I become while going through these harder things that even other people who have what I want went through? So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and I will catch you next week.